Pagi. This is Pat Burkti, your host for this installment of the St. Mac's 25th Anniversary Podcast, focusing on the people, events, and treasures of our parish. Today I'm visiting with the Prayer Shawl Ministry at St. Mac's. Welcome, ladies.
This is Cindy Schneeman. The Prayer Shawl Ministry is a group of people that come together and knit and crochet prayer shawls to give to people for various different things. Spiritual healings, it can be good occasions like weddings and babies. It can be for people that are sick, people that have lost people that are close to them, people that are in the military and being deployed. People in nursing homes, just anything that you'd like to give somebody a prayer shawl for.
How did this ministry start at St. Mac's?
This is Gerda. It started with Sheila. And the one that got me to Sheila was my husband, Harry. He drags me all over the place. So that's how it started.
Sheila did that in conjunction with Companions on a Journey.
Yes.
It came out of that.
How does someone get a shawl?
You can ask at the office to get a prayer shawl, and we get those blessed as they're given out. They're not blessed ahead of time. And you can have that done by either of the priests or any of the deacons as well.
This is Annette Bottoms. Anybody who would like to have a prayer shawl can receive one. They do not have to be a member of the parish. Any of your friends, loved ones, coworkers, anybody you know that is going through something can get a prayer shawl from St. Mac's. Anybody can also contact any member of the prayer shawl ministry team to obtain a prayer shawl for a loved one.
You can also ask somebody if you have a friend or a family that lives out of the country, you can send them also to them.
If I'm interested in joining the prayer shawl ministry, how would I do that?
This is Lois Latsey. You could just come to a meeting on the second or fourth Thursday of the month, but you also could get in touch with Cindy Schneeman or any at the office. They could give you a name. But you also could just, if you didn't want to attend another meeting, but you do like to crochet or knit, lots of people do it at home, and then just bring the prayer shawls in. You wouldn't have to buy your own yarn. We do have a nice supply of yarn in the cabinet, which we get through donations that people who have gotten the prayer shawl sometimes makes a donation to our cause. We do sponsor one of the nights of the fish fry bake sale, and we made a nice amount of money to buy more yarn, and we save our coupons, and we go to Michael's, and we get a good deal. We buy as much yarn as we can, and so we have a cabinet full of yarn for anybody who would like to come up and get a supply and start knitting or crocheting for us. And people will also donate yarn, which can be used for our project.
If someone would like to participate but don't feel they have the skills to do a nice shawl, what would you say to them?
Come to the meeting and we'll try to teach you.
This is Maria Camphouse. We don't always work on prayer shawls. We also, if we have our own projects to work on, like baby afghans. Also, you can get help from the other ladies, like on a stitch or a problem you're having. They'll help you with it.
That's great. So I can learn new skills if I come.
You sure can.
Hi, this is Janet Kempner. We really need more knitters and crocheters to help us fulfill this ministry. We get many requests to supply many shawls at once, and sometimes our supplies get low.
This is Dolores Thames, and for example, I am a part of the nursing home ministry. And I think it would be nice if, as part of the prayer shawl ministry, to take prayer shawls to the residents of the nursing home, because I know how much they would appreciate them. And most of the time, the older people get pretty cold, so that would be a great idea.
We often get some wonderful responses from people who have received them. Thanks for such a wonderful prayer shawl. It is much appreciated and comforting. It's wrapped around me whenever I sit down. I know you have a direct line, so your prayers are very special. Another one, thank you for the beautiful pink prayer shawl. With winter coming and loneliness, it will be good to put it around me. Thank you for your thoughtfulness and sympathy. We also include with the prayer shawl, we often give a set of rosary beads. And this one says, my love and prayers will be with you each day as I use your shawl and beads. Thank you, ladies, for the beautiful prayer shawl. It is such a comfort in bringing me closer to Jesus. And the rosary you made is beautiful. I belonged to a rosary group at St. Peter's, and our rosaries were much plainer than yours. You have brought me much happiness and pleasure in knowing people like you who are so close to God. The good Lord is taking care of me and filling me with his peace.
That shows that many people have been touched by the work that's gone on over the last several years.
We have the prayer shawl ministry for about now 14, 15 years. Yeah.
For someone who wants to come to a prayer shawl meeting, can you tell a little bit about what goes on during a meeting?
We start our meeting with a prayer, and then we do a lot of talking to each other and catching up with each other and supporting each other during the meeting. We do a lot of our praying for the prayer shawls at different times other than just at the meeting while we're crocheting. We pray for the people when we're saying our other prayers, and we will close our meetings with a prayer. When we're working on our own baby afghans or afghans that we're giving for different occasions to maybe members of our own families, those people also need our prayers.
Cindy, can you summarize for us where and when the meetings are for the Prayer Shawl Ministry?
We meet at St. Max in classroom number 6 on the second and fourth Thursdays of every month from 7 to 9 p.m.
Do you have a prayer or blessing that you have found to be particularly helpful?
May the one who receives this shawl be cradled in hope, kept in joy, graced with peace, and wrapped in love. Blessed be.
Amen. Thank you very much, ladies.